News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a fifth day of anti-government protests in Iran, Monday at least one policeman was killed, despite Sunday's call for calm by President Hassan Rouhani. At least 13 in all have been killed since the protests first erupted Thursday over economic conditions and official corruption. Monday, the Iranian leader acknowledged many of the protesters are driven by economic concerns and a desire for freedom. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed.
Brave Iranians are pouring into the streets. They seek freedom. They seek justice. They seek the basic liberties that have been denied to them for decades.
Social media videos showed protesters attacking a police station Monday. Police reportedly fired water cannon on protesters in the capital, Tehran. Hundreds have been arrested. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai said these protests are about more than just economics.
So economic hardship and the uneven concentration of wealth is nothing new in Iranian society. It's always been there. I would say that what is different this time around is the conspicuous way in which senior members of the regime are basically spending the public money on causes that are not at all to the benefit of the average person in Iran, but rather furthering the geopolitical interests of the regime and the region, or spending it on further fortifying their uneven concentrations of power.
In a latest tweet, President Donald Trump said the great Iranian people have been repressed for years. A gunman killed two Coptic Christian brothers in their alcohol shop south of Cairo Monday, an attack that came just days after attacks on a church and another Christian-owned shop that left 10 dead. The gunman got away on a motorcycle. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. President Trump Monday criticized Pakistan for providing safe haven to terrorists operating in Afghanistan with little help from Islamabad. He said the U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over 15 years and gotten little in return. RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Rafiq Dosani finds the statement curious, coming in the wake of recent U.S. praise of Islamabad, however.
There's no doubt that Pakistan remains a safe haven in many areas for terrorist activity. I mean, compared to the last 2 years, things have changed dramatically for the better, but still not at the level where it should be.
Pakistan's foreign minister promised a response to the latest presidential tweet, so the world, he said, will know the truth and the difference between fact and fiction. In Hong Kong, thousands marched in the streets Monday against Beijing's growing assertiveness. Some residents of the former British colony, which reverted to Chinese rule in 1997, said the mainland is undermining the city's so-called one-country, two-systems arrangement. Joshua Wong is a student protest activist.
There are lots of the problems that happened last year. And we expect that in the new year, those of the concerns need to be raised up and to try to change as much as we can.
Several prominent democracy activists have been jailed and several pro-reform lawmakers ejected last year from the city's legislature for failing to take proper oaths. A family of five from New York was among the 12 victims of a plane crash in Costa Rica Sunday. The 10 passengers were all from the United States. They perished along with two crew members when the twin-engine Cessna 208B Grand Caravan crashed into a mountainous area near the popular tourist beach town of Punta Islita. Strong winds at the time the plane took off may have been a factor in the crash. Pope Francis Monday used his traditional New Year's address to give voice to millions of migrants and refugees he described as the world's weakest and most needy.
E proprio a queste persone.
The Pope said these people, we dedicate World Peace Day, migrants and refugees, men and women in search of peace. In the search of this peace, he said, which is a right of everyone, many are willing to risk everything. The Pope visited some of the Rohingya Muslim refugees in Bangladesh last November. The new year brought new laws and regulations into effect across the U.S., including California, which became the sixth U.S. state Monday to allow the sale of recreational marijuana to people 21 years of age and older. Record cold covers most of the eastern half of the U.S. from Texas to the East Coast and as far south as Florida. Temperatures are 20 to 30 degrees colder than normal, with the Gulf Coast city of Mobile, Alabama, recording minus 9 Celsius Sunday night into Monday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits.